This year, Dr. No is saying yes. Senator John Arthur Smith of Deming has earned that moniker after decades as serving as one of the legislature's chief budget writers in a state where revenue has fluctuated wildly from year to year, based on the international market for oil and gas, something we have absolutely no control over. And so, Smith is always looking at what he calls the out years, 2 years from now, 4 years from now, 10 years from now. That's especially true in years like this one, when the coffers are full. It was Smith's opposition to a series of bills over the past year seeking to tap into the state's permanent fund to create a funding source for early childhood education that led to the title Dr. No. Each year, those bills died in Smith's Senate Finance Committee without ever getting a hearing. It was considered something of a breakthrough last year when Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham convinced Smith to at least give the bill a hearing, bringing her 3-year-old granddaughter along to sit in her lap as she made a passionate appeal. Smith and the committee listened politely, then moved on without taking a vote. This year, however, Smith has agreed to sign on as a co-sponsor to a bill by House Majority Whip Doreen Gallegos of Las Cruces to establish a dedicated funding source for early childhood education without tapping into the permanent fund. The Early Childhood Education and Care Fund would be established within the state treasury with money from the general fund. Governor Lujan Grisham's preliminary budget proposal includes $320 million to start the new fund. The new Early Childhood Education Department, which was created by the legislature last year, will be responsible for deciding how those funds are spent. Gallegos, who is a designee to the Legislative Finance Committee, said she has proposed similar legislation before and had conferred with Smith on those bills. He wasn't a supporter at first, she said, but was generous with his advice. Over time, as they continued working on the bill, he came around. It is, to be sure, a compromise. Tapping into the permanent fund would still provide a larger, more reliable source of revenue. Smith and others argue that the permanent fund is intended to provide for the state after the oil and gas revenue is gone. Supporters argue that it makes no sense to keep billions of dollars in the bank when our state has the worst child well-being ranking in the nation. That debate is still worth having. But it makes no sense to continue relying solely on the same bill when everybody knows exactly how and where it will die. This will allow the state to get new programs up and running as the debate over the permanent fund continues. The expectation is that the money in the fund will be invested wisely and will grow in time. The immediate result will be that on July 1, 2021, $20 million will be made available from the fund and can immediately be put to use. Distributions each year after that will be at least $30 million and could be more, depending on the market value of the fund. Last year, I thought the legislature put the cart before the horse when they created a new cabinet-level position without a dedicated funding source. This would remedy that solution. With both Senator Smith and Governor Lujan Grisham on board, it would appear that the bill has solid support going into the session, which starts on January 21st. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.